Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm like David. I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. This is where it's at, folks. It's not in the pool hole or hell hole. It's in God's house. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Billy said, just obey God and say what's on my heart. But you know, I like to say it's a happy privilege to be in God's house and be with God's people.
Yes, sir.
I heard a friend one day, he said that before he got saved, he didn't believe in nothing. If you tell him it's hot, he'd stick his hand in and see if it's hot, you know. He said, but when he got saved, he said God started using him in some of the gift. And he said he went to a revival one night, and he said that God showed him that the evangelist had a backache. And he said, and so I had a service and went up to the evangelist and said, God showed me you got a backache. He said, you want me to pray for you? He said, next thing he knew, he felt two fingers under his arm, and they drug him out the door and threw him out in the yard. And he said, he got up and dusted his breeches off. And he said, the preacher said, this is my church and my people. He said, oh, he said, I thought I came to God's house and God's people. You know, and so I want to tell you, I believe this is God's house.
Amen.
Because of God's goodness and mercy. I want to read just a few verses here. St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 13, I'm going to start there. I'm going to be probably preaching on two words, salt and light. That's what the Bible said we would be. And I tell you, I was raised on the farm. We used to kill hogs before we got to deep freeze, and we were salt meat now. And that meat would last probably 2, 3, 4 years. It didn't never last that long around our house because we're 9 younguns, but it would at least last through the next hog killing. Praise God. So it said in St. Matthew, 5th chapter, verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do a man light a candle, but put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that is in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And so we know that according to this, God's word, he said we would be two things. We would be salt and we would be light. One time at the church, I remember that, I went out there and sat down, and the pastor's little girl, she's probably 6, 7, 8, 9, she come up and kissed me on the back of the neck. She said, pff, pff, pff. I said, what's ails you? She said, you're salty. I said, I'm supposed to be. Hallelujah. You know, but when we think about God's word, God said we were the salt of the earth. And we know that salt is a preserver. Salt or keep meat. Praise God. You know, I think about them Eskimos. They catch them fish and stuff and kill different animals, camel, bird. Anyhow, big animals up in Alaska, but they salt it down. Praise God. And so this is what you and I are. We're much people every day. And sometimes you only salt, or most especially only light they're ever going to see. So I'm going to try to stick with the salt first. I'll be running two rabbits if I ain't careful, praise God. But yet here, the salt is a preserver, and the salt is what we need. But the Bible said, and getting back to the killing hogs, when my daddy would salt the meat down, put the salt and board and black pepper, that at the end of the year, and he'd have a salt box. Well, at the end of the year, he would take all that salt out, and he would throw it away. Well, I want to tell you something, folks. He didn't put it on nothing he wanted it to grow on, because that salt would kill it. That salt was still there. It was still holy, even though we couldn't. You wouldn't want to put it on your salt shaker or set it on the table before to use that salt. But yet, the salt, it was there for a purpose. And Jesus said, you and I, we were the salt of this earth. And I thank God for the salt, praise God. You know, one time I preached a message on salt. The Bible says salt is good. But I want to tell you something. Too much of salt is not good. So everything God does, I think we need to do it in moderation. You know, the Bible said even let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, that he can give to them that are in need. And folks, everywhere we go, there is needed people. There's needed people in God's house, you know, and a lot of time, God's people is as about as sick as the world out there. But the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he'll be a new creature, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. You know, the scientists not figure out how that we decay and we get younger, because it said by every cell in our body is replaced by every 7 to 8 years, praise God. But I'm telling you why you die. The Bible said the wages of sin is death, because man, when Eve was in the garden, I believe the devil convinced her that God's holding out on you. There'll be something there that you got, but the Bible said you'd be wise like God. She was already wise, but the devil deceived. The Bible said the devil deceived her, and if you and I, if we're not sharp, the devil will deceive us. None of us has got there yet. We're striving in him. We're striving to go forward. But until we get there, we have not arrived. I have left. But yet, when we believe who he is, and I tell people everywhere I get changed money, we live way down here. God wants us to live up here. He even said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. We've been the tail too long. Praise God. But we need to realize that without him, we can't do nothing. But we realize with him, we can do all things, praise God, because the little song said, you ain't seen nothing yet. You wait, you see me in my brand new home. You see me in my brand new body. You talking about running, jumping, hallelujah. I don't know, but I tell you what, I done read the book. I'm going to have to be quiet for 30 minutes. But then I'm going to be like a man at Easter egg hunt, little youngins, Easter egg hunt. They get you out there, and you're looking around to see what they eat, and they say, go get them, boy. Everybody turn up. They see who can get the most eggs, the biggest egg, and the luckiest egg. But I found something better than the Easter egg. I found the real thing. Because the Bible said if we're in Christ, see, we got to be in Christ. And I know the brother been preaching about the faith, you know, no matter all the animals make love, you called it piggyback what I want to, but God allowed us to see our mate, praise God. God made us different from the monkeys and the baboons and the pigs, because the Bible said you and I, we were fearful and we were wonderful made. Even he said he saw our substance even before we were born. And my mother, thank God I had a godly mother and a father, praise God. My mama had 9 children, but she told me, she said, child, she said, I've had to pray for you more than all my other youngins put together. Praise God. And I thank God for the prayers of my mama. I thank God for the prayers of my daddy. I was telling somebody, you know, they shouldn't be here. I said, when I was a young guy dating and going off at night, I never came home that mama and daddy weren't on their knees side of the bed praying for me. And they prayed for me until they knew I was in the house. And then they would go to bed. But when my youngins come along and I got ready to go to bed, I'd say a prayer and I'd just go to bed. But I'm going to tell you something. My mom and daddy weren't like that. I believe my mama really, daddy loved me really, and I love my own. You know, like the song said, do you love me, Peter, do you love me? I started to preach on that. Peter said, I go fishing. And there's 4 more of them said, I go with you. There's 5. But the Bible said there's 2 others. The 2 others just important. You see, sometimes your name might not be mentioned. And I thank God it's a great privilege that Brother Billy asked me to come up here, because 2 things I love to do. I love to preach with God's people, and I love to visit God's people, and I love God's people visit me. You know, because the Bible said we'll labor together in his vineyard. Except the Lord of the harvest build a house, we labor, and we labor in vain. Solomon arrives a man there himself. Jesus, he says, vanity, all is vanity. It's vanity to get up early, vanity to get up late, stay up late. But I tell you one thing, you can abide in him. I tell people they know shortcuts in serving God, but it sure is a whole lot of secrets. You abide in me, my word abide in you, you can have what you will. But you know, the Bible also said that we would be the light of the world. The Bible said in the beginning when God made the earth right form and darkness and void and darkness upon the face of the deep, but then God said, let there be light.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We know light. Light is fast. I forget how many thousand miles it travels a second, but praise God. But we realize that he said you and I, we would be light. Think about it, folks, a light. And when I travel overseas, overseas, a lot of people call it torches. We call it the fresh light, praise God. But I found out even just a little teeny light, I used to carry one in my pocket, on a dark night, how bright it shines. See, and so when we go somewhere or you're on the workplace, in the job or wherever like this here, even in the grocery store, the gas station, the restaurant, we're the light. When we walk in, hallelujah, you know, we're supposed to be kind of like the light. You know, sometimes you go to these shows, which I don't, but, you know, they got that spotlight. They shine in, they show them coming up, you know what I'm saying, and he's in the spotlight. But you and I, we are the light of this world. Jesus, when he was here, he was the light. And we're just some sparkers off of his light, hallelujah. Because if we're abiding him, if we're walking the light as he is the light, if we're walking that light, there's no occasion for stumbles. Even when Lazarus was dead, you know, Jesus said, I go awake him. They said, well, Lord, they sought to kill you. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walk in the daytime, he won't stumble. But you can see where you're going. But at night, folks, it's amazing just what a little pin light will do if you need a light, praise God. And so we know that as in this world that we're at, the darkness. Every time, most especially if you turn on, people used to call it a television, but we call it a television. If you get on that television, there's so much darkness there. And I'm not sure if you got that control in your hand, you're going to see something you ain't got no business seeing. It'll pop up there before you get the change it. But I want to tell you something. If we dwell on that, I know one time I walked in the house and there's something on the television I shouldn't have seen. You know, it took me about 3 days to pray that out of my mind, and I just seen it. I just seen the drink start. I didn't look on it. I didn't dwell on it. But the devil, he come to get our mind on the little things. The Bible says it's the little foxes that's for the vine, praise God. But if we can only learn to walk in the light as he is the light, then we have what? Fellowship. Oh, fellowship with Jesus. You know, one day we're going to be able to eat with Jesus, we're going to be able to drink. And when I get home, man, the first time I ever heard this song, it was called I Can Only Imagine. I had a friend, he was preached in Florida, and I'm there at Lehigh, and he was in a Catholic church, no, a Jewish church. The Jewish church, they only had service on Friday night, so they would let him have the service rest of the time. And so he put his banners up, things like that, and So he had Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and then he'd take his banners down. And so I got there, but they sung this song in there, I Can Only Imagine. You know, I used to thought when I get there, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that until I hear that song. But you know, when I get there, I don't know, I'm going to be thankful that I made it home, praise God. I can thank him and say, come on home, son. Come on home, praise God. Because why? Because of his love. He loved me. You know that? Who am I that a king would read? Now, this song they were singing, praise God. Who am I? Think about it. That is something to realize. The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the first and the last, beginning and end. He died for me. Yeah. If I'd been the only one, it was me, praise God. You know, a little baby, me, I'm still me, praise God, because I try to walk in the light as he is the light, because I need the fellowship. I need the companionship. You know, when my wife died, I was married about 40 years with her, and She was a great woman of God. She was a preacher, piano prayer, song leader, guitar prayer. So I lived with her until she passed away, praise God. And I talked to one of her brothers. He said his wife died too, and now he's married again. And so when I found this little woman I'm married to now, she told me, she said, look, if you want a preacher, I ain't me. She said, I don't play the piano, I don't preach, I don't sing. She said, I love Jesus, praise God. And I said, what more you need? Somebody, you know, because see, we're not all preachers. We're not all prophets. The Bible said the body is many members, but there's one body. We're many members, praise God. Sometimes when I'm in after, I get these people in the line to go, and I say, give me a hand, give me a foot, give me an eye, give me a ear, give me a tongue, you know. And I get them people behind me, and I have to punch them on the back when it's their time. I have them to stand up, praise God. I said, but they many members here, but only one body, and I put somebody else to be in the body, praise God. See, sometimes we see something, it's a little bit better, you know, they said a picture worth a thousand words, but sometimes it's better to be there and just look at the picture. You know, the first time I ever got a chance to go to Israel, I went to Israel. I tell people I went so far and so fast, I didn't eat anything that was good till I hit the ground. Once I hit the ground, everything I eat was good. But there wasn't nothing good going. Praise God. But when I was there and you see the places, I know Brother Bill and some of them went, when you go to Israel, it's just the atmosphere. It's just like coming to church. You don't really have to go to Israel to experience all that. But when you go there, you got your mind on Israel, you know. And when we go on the mission field, I don't worry about the United States. We took a lady with us one time to Mexico. And I said, look, don't call home. Well, she did call home. And her daughter said something she didn't like. Her daughter hung up on it. She cried for about an hour. I said, look, forget about your daughter. It's 2 days home. Something's wrong. You can't go home. You know, it'll be over time to get there. Live for God now. Serve for God now. Now is the time to work for God. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. And all your disappointments, they're past. It's half the thing you worry about don't never happen. So today is the day of salvation. And if you can't have to be, I tell them people in Africa, the people in Africa want to come to my, I said, if you can't be happy here, you won't be happy there. I said, if you get in the market, you'll be not a little grandbaby. My little grandbaby, we took her to Sunday school one Sunday, and the teacher was teaching. I said, she just like, bills, bills, bills. Who's going to pay these bills? You know, and the Sunday school teacher says, sugar. You know, what you want about 5 or 6 years old? Said, you don't have to worry about these bills. Sunday school teacher went on and teaching the middle. I got a little granddaughter jumped up and said, bills, bills, bills. Who's going to pay these bills? Well, that's all she hear at home.
Yeah.
Bills, bills, bills. Who's going to pay these bills? A little 5-year-old. When I was 5 years old, I didn't think about no bill.
That's right.
My daddy, he put it in the bill. My daddy. But I'm going to tell you about my mom and daddy, both of them just. My mother never had no money when we grew up. If she went to the store, did to buy something, need a pair of shoes, and she had a 12 or 13 foot, he had to take her to Raleigh the Fair to buy her shoes. And so my mama never had no money. She'd go to church, daddy give her some Sunday school money. But then once she got a little bit of Social Security, SSI or something like that, she had a little bit of money. She used to tell that. She said, you youngers act like money grows on trees. So you know what we did? We found one of these little travel apple bush, did all these things on. And one day for Christmas, we put, I think, about 75 $1 bills on that. And we come in and say, Mama, here's your money tree. You ain't know, you talk about a money tree all your life, so we have finally give you a money tree. But you know, it don't take much to make you happy if you find Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible said if we find Jesus, we find the fountain of living water. Thank God for water. You know, I used to hear somebody sing a song, water, water, not one drop of water in hell. And folks, that is the truth. If we don't serve God and get it right here, the Bible said as a tree falleth, there it's going to lie. And no repentance in the grave. You know, I think about when President Kennedy got shot, the Catholic used 7 days praying about wherever he went. Let's not work you for next year on his anniversary. Prayed him 2 days out. Son, honey, if you die in your sins, you've had a bad eternity. But if you die in the arms of Jesus, and I've seen a few people die. Hallelujah. I saw my daddy die. He was a World War I vet. He died at 97 and 80 days. He's like, folks, is that death? I welcome that death right now. Because the Bible says the sting of death is sin. But if we don't have no sin, folks, they don't have no, won't be no pain. I used to see my brother catch wasps and jerk the sting out. I've seen him do that more than one time. I would never catch one. If I catch me to bite me or sting me, wolf, I could have turned him loose. Praise God. But I've seen my brother catch a many wasps and jerk his sting out. Praise God. So I wanted to tell you something. If we go to sleep in Jesus, it's like cutting the light switch off. The next face we see is going to be Jesus. You know, so many times we come to church and we shake people's hands and we say, I see you. Well, we don't really know, because I've had a few people. In fact, one of the guys used to work on my car. His name was Bill Avery. I came out there one day, I won the truck, and he said, hey, we're having a barbecue down at church. And I said, how about come and eat with me? I said, okay. So I bought me a barbecue plate. I went over, got over there, and they said, about one. And they said, you ready to eat? I said, no. I said, I'm waiting on Bill Avery. And they said, Bill said, he's dead. I said, what do you mean he's dead? I said, I just bought this plate from him yesterday about 1 o'clock. Said, he died about 1:15. I said, what? They said, yeah. I said, probably after you left, he was sitting in there, and somebody else came in. He said, I'm kind of tired. He sat in the church. Dropped up. Folks, we don't know when we're going. All I know, I'm going. And the Bible says, be ye also ready, and are ye faint not. That is when the Son of Man is coming. So Jesus made us a promise. If I go, I'm coming. And folks, I know he went. I know he's coming. I didn't have to go to Israel, Brother Billy, to find out the tomb was empty, the stone was rolled back. But when I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, the stone was not only rolled away there, but it was rolled away here, because I had a stony heart, praise God. But once God comes in, he takes up his abode. Am I perfect? No, I'm just forgiven. Hallelujah. Because why? Of his love. Nobody ever loved me like Jesus. I used to go to a church one time and wrote a Sister Jerry, a little black lady. She was shorter than my wife, and they had a box behind the Bible stand she had to stand on. And this was her favorite song she could sing. This was probably 60 years ago. Nobody loved me like Jesus. And folks, I got news for you. My mom and daddy loved me. My wife loved me. My youngins loved me. But they don't love me like Jesus. Jesus demonstrated his love. And he said, no man taketh my life. He said, I have power to lay it down. I have the power to pick it up. Why? Because he loved me. For God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe upon him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. It's not God's will that nobody perish. It is God's will that everybody get saved. Would everybody get saved? No. But everybody get healed? No. But it's God's will to heal us. It's God's will to prosper. It's God's will to keep us above. The brother he was telling about, he ran on the water. I want to tell you this one thing. You know, the Bible said Peter stepped out of the boat and Peter began to sink. Well, I went fishing with a guy and I had to go to the bank, and I was back in the water, and Sharon Harris Lake of there had this high drill in there, and it looked about that deep, and my fishing rod fell up there. So I thought it about that deep, and about 4 or 5 of them laying there right on that stuff, you know. So the boat's headed that way, so I jump out the boat. I didn't take my billfold out, because I just thought it knee deep. He heard a splash, and he looked, and all he saw was the top of my hand. You know what? It might have been over my head, but it was still under his feet. Praise God. So I grabbed the side of the boat. I took my foot and got one. Took my foot and got them all. Got in there, went on back, got up the bank, got in the boat, went on, went fishing. So I want to tell you something, folks. You can have you think a bad day, but if you look around, you're going to find somebody in worse shape than you are. Because why? Sin is the brain for all sorry. But Jesus said, if we'll walk in the light as he is the light, have you ever tried to follow somebody? In fact, the first day of this year, I was going to go deer hunting. 82, I was going to go, but I was going to go. So my sister boy, he said, I got a little blind and everything down there. And I forgot my flashlight. I turned around and go home and get the flashlight, a quarter mile down the road. And I put it in the pocket and went down there and we got up there. And he showed me, he said, you're going down this pipe. He said, I'm going to walk with you. Instead of me using my light, I've gone on there. And next thing I know, I did like that. Something hit me. I just laid on the ground. I said, truth, dogs, I laid there. I said, Lord, if this is it, I mean, they said he died happy. I said, but I don't know if I sure don't want to die laying here on this ground. I really had on too many clothes. I had on an insulated suit. The Lord just had it on whatever cover holes called the brother won't really call. I just laid there and I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm okay. Okay, and finally, hey, my sister boy came out and got me. He said, you all right? I said, yeah. He said, you want to go back home? I said, no, I come hunting. So he took me on down to the Lord's stand and put me in there. And he said, now you sit here. He said, I'll come back because he's going to go somewhere. He said, I'll come back and get you. I said, okay. I knew I always heard if you get hurt, don't go to sleep. So I tried to go, sit and look around. I was sitting on a little turkey stand, what it was. I'm sitting there, and so finally, I must have went to sleep. I seen this bulldog hanging upside down in that tree. And I kind of put my eyes like that. I said, what in the world? Somebody knew I was down here deer hunting, and they put that John Brown bulldog up that tree and scared the deers off. I kind of blinked my eyes a little bit, and I found out I had went to sleep. It was just a dream. But I seen that bulldog. He was dead as a hammer, and I thought, sure, he done scared the deer off. So anyhow, my sister boy came back, and he got me in, and I got in the car and got home, and something about my brother's boy house. He said, what happened to you? I said, I'll be all right. I said, I just got hurt. And he said, you want me to drive you home? I live right across the road. I said, no, I get home. But you know, folks, if I had to die, it was a lot. So I wasn't worried. Because why? There was an old count Salem, and it was Salem long ago. Amen. Because, folks, Jesus said, greater is he that sent us than the heat of the world. We have not because we're asked not, but a lot of times we just ask amiss. And we don't really believe it. But the Bible said, if we can believe, he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not is going to be damned. But and we're the salt of the earth, we're the light of the earth, and we'll walk in the light as he is the light. If I'd have had my light on, I'm pretty sure I would not have stumbled. But what happened, a survey had went in there and cut the trees off at a 45 like that there, and I got hung in the vine. But if I'd had my light on, I would have seen. But there I had my light in my pocket. And I want to tell you something, folks. Sometimes we walk around with things in our pocket and that we should be using. I heard a guy say that he was on a walking stick, and he's a pretty good size man. He probably weighed close to 300 pounds. And he said, I fell. And he said, Brother Charles, he said, if I'd had my walking stick, he said, I probably got up in 5 minutes. He said, it took me over an hour to ever get up. He said, if you see me now, I've got my walking stick. He said, I don't know if I was too proud to use that walking stick. He said, but if you see me now, I've got my walking stick. Folks, if you need a walking stick, use it. Amen. If you don't need it, you can't wake a man up if he ain't asleep. If he's pretending to be asleep, you can't wake him up. He's praying possum. Hallelujah. You can't wake him up. You do all the things you want to. But he's already awake. You can't wake him up. And so if you need some, use it. This is the reason the Bible said that God give us you women. And I know y'all think we'll give to y'all, but y'all the gift to us, praise God. And I thank God for the women. One guy, he said he was preaching, and he said at that time he didn't think too much about women. And this woman's face said, "Just think about it. If it weren't for us women, where'd you be?" And she just kept on like, he said, "Yes, ma'am." He said, "If it weren't you, we'd still be in that beautiful garden." So God bless you, praise God. But you know, God pray for us that wherever we go, whatever we do, we'll tell somebody about Jesus. Folks, because I'm going to tell you something. We only have one life. And if you meet somebody today, I don't care if it's a station, wherever that, he's either saved or lost, or she's either saved or lost. And by the time, the Bible said they have ear and won't hear, they have eyes and won't see. But I'm going to tell you, we got to warn them. We got to tell them there is a place. There's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, because the Bible said we'd be salt, we'd be light, and we'd walk in that light. That's one thing about it. I believe when God drove Adam and Eve out of that garden, I believe that the worst punishment they had, because they lost the fellowship. They lost something. It's something to walk with Jesus every day. You know, my friend from Holland, Brother Peter Sheen, he used to say, he went with me to Jamaica. He said, "I'm following Jesus one step at a time." Folks, that's all we need, to follow Jesus one step at a time. I know many people got that little sign in the house, footprints. Well, I want to tell you something. Another thing about my dad. When I was a little boy, I'd go hunting with my daddy. And I'd be so tired, I'd sit on a knot or a log or stump, something. And he'd shoot the gun down on about the bridge or down. I'd jump up and run every separate way down there. Because, you know, the adrenaline jumped in. You know, before then, I couldn't even walk, so to speak. But, you know, so many times God curses us because we can't make it. But if we only learn to abide in him, trust in him, and all the ways acknowledge him, folks, I want to tell you something. I'm just as happy if I had good sense. I'm kind of like the bumblebee. Somebody talked about the bumblebee. I ain't never seen one when it first went. But the Marcus scientist has proven the bumblebee can't fry. He's overloaded. His body is bigger than his wings, and so his wings. But you know what happened? God created him. God had told him to fry, and so he just fries away. I don't know.